this place, and I gotta find her.
It's New Country 93.5. If you just popped in, we were talking about newborns and how to handle that when they're your neighbor. In fact, it started with a conversation that our friend Katrina, she posed to us.
Yeah, so her neighbors have a newborn kid and she's hearing it cry all the time. She's not worried about the safety of the baby by any means, but she's like, is it okay if I just went over and offered some help, or would I be offending these new parents by sort of suggesting like, hey, you must need help because your baby's crying all the time?
Yeah, I think the consensus so far has been, hey, how newborn is the newborn?
Yeah.
Let's start there.
And you do have to have some tact with this because I do think it's very understandable that the parents would have their defenses up initially.
Yeah.
But I bet they would love the help.
Here's the other thing you got to keep in mind too. When you're a new parent, at least this is my experience, a new parent meaning this is your firstborn, a lot of people will love to give you their advice. Everybody's willing to chime in.
That is such a good point. If you are going to go over to help,
yes,
they don't want your unsolicited advice.
Come on.
Just help. Just help.
Right?
Yeah, that is so, you're right.
And it's so tough. I get it. Been there, done that. You're a parent. You got maybe your kids are toddlers or teenagers, whatever. So you've been it. You walked the path.
Yeah.
So you want to tell them, hey.
You want to help?
They don't want to hear it.
No, they do not.
Because they've been hearing it from everybody.
Exactly.
Particularly the mother-in-law. What?
What?
What happened?
Who said that?
Where does that come from? Do we have an audio leak? Have we been conferenced? Hello? I'm going to have to get this line changed.
I think so.
That happens all the time.
It does. I know.
It's nutty. Okay. So Lindsay, you're a mom. You get this. What's the thought on this?
Yeah. Actually mine's a little bit older now, but I have a lot of friends that are having babies right now. So something I do is I always put together a care package. And I deliver these care packages with no obligation to meet the baby or intervene. So I understand how demanding that time is. So, you know, I drop off a care package with a meal, something for mom, some cookies, some water, some coconut water, and it always goes appreciated.
Okay.
That's the offering, right? You're coming over with an offering.
Absolutely. Yeah. And let the parents be parents. And offer to maybe help with some laundry, some dishes, shovel the driveway.
At what point do you think it's okay to look after baby? Like, I understand too. It's a sliding scale for everybody, but, is it 2 months in? Is it 3 months, 4 months? You know what I mean?
The perfect answer is when you're asked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. And like you were saying, though, it's better to help with tasks maybe around the
Absolutely.
House as opposed to directly helping the baby, because that's the job of the new parents.
Absolutely. And when the parents are ready, they will open up.
Yeah.
New Country is... New Country 93.5.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, the next thing you know. There's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know. Your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on a mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. There the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know, I weren't really trying. Next thing you know, it's
Test on the counter, next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death, cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and a doctor saying, how you doing there, dad? And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are, saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, you get to know your wife again, and you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing you know,
Toronto's new country, 93.5. A week from now, somebody in this studio is going to be on a sandy beach in Mexico.
I can't wait.
Good
I'm
for you.
I feel like I haven't been on vacation in a gazillion years.
I don't think you have.
Not really.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about the best vacation, or at least some of the best vacations you've been on, in minutes.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, say I miss you, but you know I never lied. Yeah, I've never been better. Things are going my way. Hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work, but I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt, but I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye.
could say I miss you. Oh, but you know I never lie.
Hey, hit the Google Home app and add a routine. Let New Country wake you up every morning on your smart speaker. And you won't even have to ask. New Country 93.5.
Got some cash in my pocket. We could hit the town and drop it. Girl, here comes another Friday night. There's a bar on every block and it's only 10 o'clock. Yeah, they're lining up to get inside. Baby, we could go out. We could take it downtown. Cover bands and day crowds. Or how about we get back to basics? Cut your friends a rain check. Getting complicated. Now let's keep it simple. Here at the house. Dance in the kitchen. Straight to kissing on the couch. Let's pop a bottle, let's drink it slow. Nothing to do, nowhere to be, nowhere to go. Yeah, TV's on, nobody's watching. Lights low, the phone's off, girl, we can strip it down a little. Let's keep it simple. Yeah, let's keep it simple.
Chill it out, lay it back for some California Red. Yeah, I bet you will make out alright. Lose the dress and the heels. Got a t-shirt you can steal. Girl, you can pull it off tonight. Baby, we could go out. We could take it downtown. Buy a drink and stand around. Or how about we go big and stay home. You and me just no show. Keep it on the down low. Yeah, let's keep it simple. Here at the house. Dance in the kitchen. Straight to kissing on the couch. California Red, yeah, I bet you will make out alright. Yeah, let's keep it simple. Here at the house. Dance in the kitchen, straight to kissing on the couch. Let's pop a bottle.
New Country, 93.5. If you're like our friend, oh, by the way, great to have you here. If you're like our friend Sasha, you are getting the brightest crayon that you have in the crayon drawer, and you are crossing the days off until you head on vacation.
Yes, going to Mexico. I'm very excited. And we're actually going, I don't know if this is a good or bad thing, but we're going to the exact same resort that we went to 10 years ago. Like, should I have branched out a little bit?
So this was the last time you went to Mexico? Was at this resort, and now 10 years later, you're going back to the same resort.
That's correct. Okay. Yeah. I mean, we had a good time, and it was a good deal, and we were very familiar with the area, so I think that's why we went there.
You know?
Exactly.
So, yeah, you can take that one of two ways. I don't know if I would cast a lot of shade on somebody going back to the same resort that they went to 10 years ago.
Right.
You guys have been together for over 10 years now, mm-hmm. so, I mean, maybe it's like a 10-year reunion kind of thing.
It kind of is.
Anniversary.
That's what we're looking at. has. Sure.
I
mean,
so that's kind of cute. Yeah. So yeah. So yeah, I wouldn't make fun of that. No, absolutely not. There's other things about this I'm going to make fun of. That is not clearly going to be one of them.
Like what?
You're going to read a book for one.
I know. I got a book this weekend that I'm planning on reading. It is so big.
And you don't read books. That's the stuff I'm going to make fun of.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to come home and be like, I read the back.
Yeah, you're going to say, I got a chapter and a half into it. You were gone for 9 days. I slept a lot.
Fell asleep face down in my book.
Yeah. And, you know, all of those, you know, fruity drinks. And by the time, you know, 11:30 rolled around a.m., I was sloshed. I was loaded.
Hey.
But up until before this, because maybe this is going to be the most memorable vacation you'll ever have. Before this vacation, what's another great, outstanding vacation?
Ooh, Disneyland. When I was a kid. Yeah. The part of the reason why it was so memorable, and I mean, I was 6 years old, so I don't remember a ton about it, mm-hmm. but just the story of we went from Northern Alberta, we drove
all the way
down to Disneyland, and then we went even further south, almost to Mexico, because we had some family in San Diego.
Okay.
So we did this whole, you know, down the Oregon coast. It was a huge road trip, and I just, my poor parents.
Oh, man.
I mean, my sister and I must have been the most
annoying.
There's no way.
I couldn't do it.
And it was so memorable for me. I loved it. I know my sister loved it, too, but my parents
were... Your parents, who are, by the way, divorced now.
Hey, they got divorced way after that road trip, though.
Yeah, but maybe that was the crack in the foundation.
the catalyst.
Who knows? Who knows? We'll never know. I'm going to ask him later.
Yeah,
but We'll never know. Courtney, we're reminiscing about best vacations ever.
One of my friends got married in Mexico, and it was just super nice. We did, like, rented a house that was, like, completely open, and, like, we slept on beds with, like, nets around them.
Oh, wow.
It was just a vibe.
Yeah.
It was cliffside of Jalapa, just out of Puerto Vallarta, and it was just a vibe. You're living like everyone there, which was super cool.
That is cool.
Because you're not in a resort. You're in the hood. You're in a neighborhood, right?
Oh, yeah. We were trucking it to get our own groceries.
Yeah.
And I think everything
that
like
is awesome.
Yeah, that's the way to do it for sure. I mean, I'm doing the all-inclusive thing just because it was easier. I just had to, like, click one button on the internet.
But
I get that.
No.
I mean, I think you have to do both. You have to experience both. I know which works for you. And in some situations, I would prefer to do all-inclusive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to do all
You don't got to do the dishes.
Yeah.
You know, on vacation, you don't have to do the dishes. Something as small as that.
Exactly.
Courtney, you're the best.
You have to take me with you.
Yes. No kidding.
Maybe.
Thanks, Courtney. You're amazing.
You guys are amazing. Have the best day.
You too.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks.
Okay, see you. Bye.
Red wings, hell, I got a guy for everything. Hey there, have you always wanted to own investment real estate? Hi, I'm Todd C. Slater, the Simple Investor. Join me on Saturday, March the 29th at 11 a.m. for my free Simple Seminar webinar, where I will be giving away 2 down payments for investment properties that will be fully managed, rent every single month, and no tenant interaction. To find out how simple real estate investing can be, go to thesimpleinvestor.com today. The Simple Investor. We make the world of real estate investment simple.
Want to add a little country to your look? Shop authentic cowboy style now at Lamley's Western Wear.
They have Canada's best selection of cowboy boots, hats, and western jeans.
Shop online and enjoy free shipping on orders over $75, plus free exchanges on all Canadian orders. Family owned and operated since 1983, Lamley's is Canada's leader in western wear, including Wrangler, Cinch, Ariat, and more.
Authentic brands for both rural and urban cowboys.
Visit Lamley's.com today.
L-A-M-M-L-E-S.
He's coming home. It's Canada's own Brett Kissel. And he's bringing his The Side You've Never Seen tour to the Rose Theater, Wednesday, March 26th. Be a part of this very special intimate night of songs and stories from one of Canada's most celebrated and beloved country entertainers. Playing his inspiring, unrelenting releases, including Let Your Horses Run and Another One. Don't miss Brett Kissel, live Wednesday, March 26th. For tickets, visit BramptonOnStage.ca.
Have you experienced the recently upgraded Buffalo Niagara International Airport yet? New food and concessions, new spaces for arriving passengers, and a bigger and better baggage claim area. And we kept all the great things you've known us for. Your convenient, award-winning airport has many nonstop destinations all over the U.S., plus many low-cost airlines that don't fly in Ontario. See how great your airport experience can be. Visit BuffaloAirport.com today.
For over 25 years, Access Storage has been supporting our communities from coast to coast, protecting what's important to us. As Canada's leading storage provider, we ask you to buy Canadian, store Canadian, and support local. Access Storage. Buy Canadian, store Canadian.
Let's review your package together, because not talking to us costs you thousands. Connect now at MonkhouseLaw.com. Monkhouse Law. This is where justice lives.
Ah, at last, the Subaru winter is here. It's the perfect weather for the beach. Feel the sun's rays on the small amount of skin peeking out of your ski mask. Put on your beach puffer and hear the sound of the waves crashing over the chatter of your teeth. Get out there in winter like it's summer with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and advanced safety systems. Visit your local Subaru dealer today.
You're an entrepreneur. Growth is essential for your business. At BDC, we get that. And we're here to help you stay 2 steps ahead. With our flexible financing and advisory services, we help you adapt, growing your business in the face of today's challenges and tomorrow's opportunities. Stepping up for entrepreneurs, we're on it. BDC, financing, advising, know-how.
I'm struggling with my mental health. These negative feelings just won't go away.
My child seems more anxious than usual.
My relationship is in a downward spiral.
With over 70 clinicians, the Center for Interpersonal Relationships helps you, your child, couples, and family improve your well-being, offering 26 psychological treatment and 17 assessment services. To learn more about our services or to book an initial session in person or online or through our new virtual walk-in clinic, visit CFIR.ca today.
But 22, I think at the time, I'd been out on the road, lonely at night, and it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor, had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up, and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer, looked him in the eyes. And I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. Baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me.
Well, I was down at a local beer joint. Few of the guys, with this cute little country girl called mine. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look. Some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me. I want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk.
Toronto's new country, 93.5. So if you just popped in, we're talking about vacation. Sash is on vacation next week in Mexico. The fondest vacation is when Sash is from Grand Prairie, which if you don't know where that is, it's northern Alberta.
It's and really far up there.
Sash's parents were teachers, who they're now retired, but drove from northern Alberta all the way down to Disneyland in Southern California.
Oh my, we almost made it to Mexico.
And back. I should mention that.
I know. Isn't that nuts?
But you loved it.
I did, but I was a kid. I'm sure my parents hated every second of it.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
Or maybe they cherish it as much as you.
Maybe. I'm never going to ask them. No. I don't want to know the answer.
Right? So we're talking about fond vacations coming up.
Dear drunk me, I bet you're sitting on a high back, running up a good tab, thinking them two-for-one shots ain't kicking in. Dear drunk me, I bet you're chalking up a cube and it's going down smooth, first time she hadn't crossed your mind, God knows when. It feels pretty good for a minute, but that won't last long, will it? You'll be thinking about her if I know you. But man, whatever you do, don't pick up that phone and call her up thinking that it ain't over. You'll just regret everything you don't remember when you wake up sober. Can't go back to the way it was. Don't go messing up a good buzz. Chasing around her memory like you always do when you're drunk. Me. When you're feeding that jukebox, stick to the rock. Stay away from the done and wrong songs a 3-4 time. Yeah, you gotta trust me, 'cause I know when the lights get low, you're gonna wanna pick up that phone and call her up thinking that it ain't over.
that phone and call her up thinking that it ain't over. You'll just regret everything you don't remember when you wake up sober. Can't go back to the way it was. Don't go messing up a goodbye. Chasing around her memory like you always do when you're drunk.
New music.
Hey, it's Kane Brown.
Plays now.
And here's my new song, Backseat Driver. It's a daddy-daughter song. Once I heard it, I just immediately knew everybody can relate to it.
This is a song for us girl dads.
Love it.
On New Country.
7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, hey daddy, who's that? And before I could answer back, she said, daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? In the trees, why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. Later on that day on the back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, daddy, why was she so mad? Before I could answer back, she said, daddy, can you please turn up the radio? What are you pushing with your feet to make us go? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink. Saying, daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. My backseat driver. It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
New Country, 93.5. This time next week, Sasha will be in Mexico.
I know. I will be jet setting. Yeah. I am so excited.
Yeah. So you haven't been to Mexico for the last decade or so. You're going back to the same resort
exact
you went to
resort
10 years ago, which is kind of cute, I think.
Thank you.
Yeah, a little cute. I'm interested to know if you, in fact, will read the book that, because you're not a reader.
I'm not.
And you bought a book to read.
I did.
I don't know why you waste your money.
It's a big book, so like I'm worried about, you know, getting it in my carry-on.
Define big book. I mean, for somebody who doesn't read, anything's a big book.
It's not a comic book, so it's huge. No, it's 800 pages and it's a hardcover, so it's like I'm bringing the Bible on.
Wow, you went all in.
I really did. I didn't even do it intentionally. I just found a book that I wanted to read. I didn't realize it was so long and big, but we'll
it's those
see.
Books that you get at the table at Costco.
Yes.
Right? Oh, I really want to read this. And you're like, wow, this looks like a telephone book.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy. Yeah. So, yeah, jury's still out on if I'll even read it.
Asking about the best vacations, most memorable vacations. There's a couple of bubble up for the family and us. Tofino on Vancouver Island's always up there where we learned to, when we say we learned to surf as a family, only one of us really got up on the surfboard, and that was Macy, our youngest.
Oh, nice.
The rest of us just frolicked in the waves.
But that's still fun.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of fun. And then the hikes that you get to take and the rainforest and all that is pretty trippy. But I think it had to be the one we did a year ago last summer. So 2 years ago, I guess.
Right.
To Cape Cod and Boston, Montreal, and to Ottawa.
What a cool trip that must have been.
And Toronto, of course.
Yeah.
But I don't count Toronto as a vacation because that's where the girls were born.
Oh, okay.
You know, when we were married.
Like you're going back.
It's going back home
in a weird way.
But from there, and we drove. Like, we drove, all of it from, Ottawa to Montreal, then back down into Cape Cod, then back up to Boston, and then home.
That's awesome.
To Toronto, yeah. So, that was a wild trip.
What memories, too.
Yeah, I loved it. Oh, absolutely. And that's the trip that, it's a great trip when you want to do it again.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Dan, memorable vacation with the family.
Off the top of my head, just taking the kids to Disney World would probably be the top there.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I like that.
What did you do while you were there? Obviously, you went to Disney World, but what were the best rides?
I couldn't even off the top of my head.
Something nutty? Something nutty, Dan? I've never taken my kids to Disney.
Get out.
I know.
Get out.
When I say that to people, they're like, you are the worst father ever.
You got to wait for the grandkids, I guess.
Well, my kids had no interest going.
No way.
Wow. No, like zero interest going. Like, hey, you want to go to Disney? All your friends are going. Nah.
I'm good.
All right.
I guess you got to, you got to experience it to understand it.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think it was one of those things. Yeah, I agree with you. But it's not to say that we can't redo it or do it now, but
there's still time.
Yeah, but now Disney has been changed to New York.
Oh, that's where they want to go.
Yeah, that's on my kids' wish list as well.
Yeah, I know.
Clark Show.
Baby, all I need is
New Country 93.5.
Mixtape blaring out the window with a goodbye wave. Oh, I was red wings in the dirt and tired of this town. She was, see you later, boy, in college bound. I remember CRTY on an Alabama plate, 100 watts of leaving Chevy red on my face. Oh, it was so damn hard, and I ain't gonna lie, and it's still there when I close my eyes. She thinks she's grown. We're all first car, first date, WLD on a license plate. Now ain't life crazy? Yeah.
Spending your day with Toronto's new country, 93.5.
At jackpotcity.net, you can do amazing things with just one casino chip. Discover a world of incredible casino games with over 500 high-quality online slot games, including the world-renowned progressive jackpot slot, Mega Moolah. Play for free at jackpotcity.net and get treated as a VIP 24/7. So visit jackpotcity.net today on your tablet, laptop, or mobile. Jackpot City, a whole world of casino games.
19 plus. Please play responsibly. This is not a gambling website.
Looking for adventure? Then saddle up for excitement with Woodbine Nissan. Here's your chance to upgrade to the adventure-ready 2025 Nissan Rogue S. Lease yours starting from just $11 a day for 30 months and just $2,995 down. Or make a bold statement in the newly redesigned Nissan Kicks S. Just $10 a day with $2,299 down. Visit us at WoodbineNissan.com or 60 Queens Clay Drive, just across from Woodbine Racetrack.
Woodbine Nissan, saddle up and ride.
Going on vacation? Spending money in another currency? From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos. If you're still using major banks, you could be getting ripped off. Instead, use Wise and save up to 3 times compared to major banks when you spend money in another currency. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
Sometimes the destination is as important as the journey. Book the best hotels around the world and save at Viaggio.com. With thousands of hotels to choose from, Viaggio.com is the new booking engine that saves you money. Your next vacation is just a click away. Venice, Paris, Las Vegas, Cancun. Where do you want to go? Viaggio. Viaggio. Viaggio.com.
Oh, no. I can't be out of ink. Not now.
Megatech.
Why do I always do this to myself? Ah! What is that printer that comes with 30 times the ink?
Megatech.
Yes, it's a Canon. Mega... phone?
Megatank.
It's a Canon printer. It comes with like 2 grand worth of ink. Prints me over 7,700 color pages.
Megatank.
Mega what?
Listen to the voice in your head and get a Canon Megatank printer so you don't have to think about ink for a long, long time. Canon Megatank printer is available at Staples, Best Buy, and Walmart.
This is going to make you hungry. Booster Juice just dropped new guacamole and black bean grilled fresh options.
What the guac?
Yeah, a guacamole black bean wrap, guacamole chicken panini, and an egg and chipotle black bean wrap.
What a trio! Holy guacamole!
Bye-bye, boring as bread sandwiches.
Guac, yeah! New flavors, new cravings.
Avo cuddle up to wraps and paninis from Booster Juice. Canadian-born blending since 1999. Download the Booster Rewards app and order one today.
Hi, I'm Cherry Tabb, co-founder of the Herzig Eye Institute. Have you noticed superheroes don't become superheroes until they take off their glasses? Look, up in the sky. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? If you can't tell, Herzig is here to help. Our eye surgeons are world-class. Our technology the most advanced. Google Herzig Eye Institute. Call us for a consultation. There's no charge. Look after yourself. Promise me.
Construction doesn't stop just because the weather changes, and neither should your gear. At Work and Wear, we carry the toughest clothing for the toughest jobs. From Carhartt jackets to Timberland Pro boots and Dickies work pants, we've got you covered. Literally, stay warm, stay protected, and stay working no matter what Mother Nature throws your way. Work and Wear, built for the job, built for you. Visit our stores in Markham, Scarborough, or in Whitby, or online at workandwear.ca.
What's available in my budget?
Ask Michelle.
Do I buy in Toronto or GTA?
Ask Michelle.
What renos give the best return?
Ask Michelle at Michelle Fraser and REMAX Hallmark Fraser Group Realty. With over 25 years of experience, Michelle has the answers that get you the results you need.
Who do I ask?
That's easy. You talk to Michelle. Ask your questions now at michellefraser.com. You have the right questions. Now get the right answers.
When it comes to legal matters, it never comes down to just one thing. You need a law firm that understands it all. Epstein & Associates is your full-service law firm. With transparent pricing and complimentary initial consultations, they're helping clients from Barrie and Newmarket to Richmond Hill and Mississauga navigate family, business, wills and estates, and real estate law. Fully and completely. With Epstein & Associates, your full-service law firm. Visit EpsteinLawyers.com.
You're listening to New Country 93.5, CFXJ-FM.
Yeah!
A Stingray radio station.
You like country? You're in the right place.
Make time to dream. Make time for thrills. And make time for amazing at Lexus on the Park. With a luxurious selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. And with special rates and great offers to make your dream ride come true. We'll even buy your trade. Any make, any model. It may be worth more than you think. Details at LexusOnThePark.ca or 1075 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. Lexus on the Park. Experience amazing now.
Hey there. Have you always wanted to own investment real estate? Hi, I'm Todd C. Slater, the Simple Investor. Join me on Saturday, March the 29th at 11 a.m. for my free Simple Seminar webinar, where I will be giving away 2 down payments for investment properties that will be fully managed, rent every single month, and no tenant interaction. To find out how simple real estate investing can be, go to thesimpleinvestor.com today. The Simple Investor. We make the world of real estate investment simple.
Toronto's New Country. Toronto's New
bar stool underneath the PBR line, saying everything out of the moon to get you into my arms tonight. You probably heard it all a thousand times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking, but girl, the hard truth is that this night don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love with. The kind of boys you're probably done with their dumb shit. I bet you heard the stories and can't say I'm proud of that, but I've turned the page on old me. Now I ain't looking back, cause you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking, but girl, the hard truth is that this night don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
It's New Country 93.5.
Sasha's info dump.
The key to happiness, it is really easy. It's just one little thing. Stop trying to be happy. That's
right.
Pretty much it. New research suggests that the more people try and pursue happiness, the less content they really are. So there was a study done. Participants did things like eat chocolate, complete these mental challenges, and researchers found that those that hyper-focused on improving their mood tended to give into their impulses more often and then quit more. So basically, you like ride this high really quickly and then you sort of give up on it. And if you're focusing so much on being happy, it ends up almost being like this vicious cycle where it just doesn't really work out for you. You're focused too much that if you don't reach that level of happiness right away, you're disappointed, you quit, and then you hit a low, low.
Wow.
I know. It's kind of crazy.
Who's investing that much time to consciously try to be happy?
Well, and that's the thing. I do understand if you're in a bit of a lull, you might really be focusing on like, what can I do to improve my mood? But the best advice that came out of this whole study is to just chill. Don't try and be super happy all the time. That's the other thing too, is you don't want to be happy, happy, happy. Like no one can live on that high level at all times either, right? Instead of trying to get more stuff that you want, look at what you have and accept it as something that already gives you happiness. Isn't that beautiful?
But what if it doesn't?
Then don't.
This is the reason. This is the reason why you're trying to be happy, is because the crap you have around you is bringing you down.
Well, I guess then good things come to those who wait, and yeah, just chill, and hopefully it'll all work out for you. Because if you try too hard, it really won't.
You're gonna ruin everything.
You're gonna ruin everything.
But if you sit there and wallow, you're also gonna be okay.
Does that help?
Crystal clear.
Okay, great. That's your info dump.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends. And I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out. But now I'm broken down.
for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, some came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends, ends. But this is where it ends. You showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends.
Hey.
Thanks for listening to Toronto's new country.
93.5.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. Gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom, and I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna go. Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
Thanks for listening to New Country 93.5.
New Country. Rumors going all over town. Can't keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say. I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than whiskey. Oh, I try, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Honest eyes, I just ain't gonna leave till lonely nights. Even when she's up against me, I don't know why. It feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
Things country. This is New Country 93.5.
get you wherever I'm at. But the way you up and said goodbye might just drive me crazy. You never cried and slammed the door. You've never not picked up before. But tonight I'm adding more to the list, 'cause I'm still getting used to this broken heart thing, sitting in the dark thing, smiling while I'm falling apart thing, pictures and hallways, hearing the song play, thinking about you all night and all day. This is you different, drinking alone. If you see my name come across your phone, sorry baby, I'm still new to this. I'm still getting used to this broken heart thing. This broken heart thing. Oh, I promise I'm not trying to change your mind. I just wanna get you out of mind. Dark room and empty bed. Million thoughts running through my head. 'Cause I'm still getting used to this broken heart thing, sitting in the dark thing, smiling while I'm falling apart thing, pictures and hallways, hearing a song play, thinking about